It's lovely to welcome back to WBJC the Director of Music Ministries at St. David's Episcopal Church in Roland Park, Douglas Buchanan, celebrating his 10th year as music director there. Welcome back.
Thanks very much, Judith.
I love the way you bring out these celebrations at various points, feast days to celebrate various elements, and the recital in Evensong for the commemoration of Indigenous Peoples Day coming up on Sunday, October 15th. So in this instance, celebrating three particular tribes and their music. Of course, we have, you know, like 575 tribes to choose from. So over the years that you've been presenting this, how much distinction is there between the music from tribe to tribe?
That's a great question, and one that I think, depending on who you're talking to, whether you're talking to someone who's a descendant of a colonizer like me or someone who's of Indigenous descent, what I find is that, you know, everyone's coming with their own perspectives. And also, once we're filtering things through this idiom that we call classical music, things also change. And that's actually one of the things that I think our guest artist will be getting at. So our artist for the recital, Renata Yazzi, she's a Diné musicologist, and she's very interested in translation, in neurochemistry and biology, and also specifically studying Navajo hymnody. So Diné people were later called by colonizers Navajo, and so this hymnody tradition that comes out of that interaction is sort of a fascinating interweaving. And I think that's one of the things that I have to access as someone who's trying to use this as a space where people can come together and share things, is that there are lots of different perspectives that are being accessed here. And some of those are celebratory in terms of people coming together. Some of those are painful in terms of dealing with a colonial past and a colonized present. And so these are complex questions, but each of these artists that we're featuring are dealing with them in different ways. For instance, we'll also be featuring Charles Shadle's Presses and Responses. Charles Shadle's a Choctaw composer and also a professor at MIT. But these Presses and Responses come very much out of an Anglican tradition, straight out of England, and is set in a sort of traditional, quote-unquote, classical choral way. On the other hand, we have music of Fish River Cree Nation composer Andrew Balfour, and his text is Ombe Ombe, and so this is not an English text, but I'll give you the English translation that I think gives us a sense of what this event brings together. And the text of Ombe Ombe is, "Come in, two-legged beings, come in all people, there is good life here, come in." We're also really fortunate to be able to welcome our sort of MC for the event, Peter Brooks, who happens to be not only a member of the Piscataway Conoy tribe and local advocate, but also Cab Calloway's grandson. And so this should be a really interesting and interactive and thought-provoking event for anyone who wants to come and experience these questions.
Douglas Buchanan has been presenting the recital in Evensong for the commemoration of Indigenous Peoples Day for a number of years now. It's one of numerous programs that he presents as part of the series at St. David's Episcopal Church. This particular recital in Evensong taking place on Sunday, October 15th at 4:30 p.m. More details at stdavidsbaltimore.org. Douglas, congratulations and have a good concert.
Thanks so much.